Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 31st of August, recording at 8:24 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. In stock markets, Asia, we had some reasonably good gains in Asia. Steady tone generally. Australia, that was one of the interesting markets in here. Good gains. And also Europe, a little bit of profit taking, not much. But slightly down. The US was down most of the day to date, but is showing small gains here right now. Government bonds, good action, very firm. And particularly the Europeans, the gilts and the bunds breaking out on the upside today. And we had in currencies, the dollar started softer, a bit softer, but then firmed and remained so, not a lot, but modestly up on the day. Now, the more interesting area, precious metals. This was quite good action. They were firm to begin with. Then when the dollar moved from the minus column to the plus column, the precious metals gave up much of those gains, but then rallied again. And leading the charge here really is silver, and the DEC silver contract is trading at 1304 here in after hours trading. I picked up a little bit more here today after putting a in the money stop on my main position. Gold also, gold's been kind of dull, ranging, and it's been near the lower side of its range of the last two or three months, but picked up here today. Spot gold currently $626.10, and I think we had about $8.8 gain on the October position, which I hold $627.70 in after hours trading. And both platinum and palladium firmed, quite good action on these. More about that later. In energy, quiet on oil, dipped below 70, but then closed back above at 70.38. Natural gas is just shocking. Really, you're currently trading after hours at 6. That's down 29 cents. So it's a shocking month because briefly, on the 1st of August, natural gas almost touched $9 and is now down nearly 30% from that level in the lower recesses of its sideways ranging base formation. And I think that's those are the main highlights. Soft commodities, coffee's one of the interesting plays, and lumber's picking up. I may pick up a little lumber. Myself. Now, okay, what about these stock markets? Well, there is a theme here that I think is quite important, but first I'll say this is always, to me, as those of you who've listened to these audios on pretty much a daily basis will know, this has always looked like a medium-term correction. That's what I forecast for global stock markets, and I have maintained that the worst of the selling was over as of those June lows, and subsequently the action has been one of support building and rallies, and that's quite a good outlook, especially when you consider, or perhaps because, so many people were so much more bearish in here right now. Now, there's a factor that I think is contributing to this strength. The psychological one is that we had so many people who were expecting the Fed to raise interest rates considerably higher, and yet the Fed's paused here at 5.25%, so that actually helped. Then we had investment managers returning from holiday, and a number of them having raised some cash back in May and June, and they see markets moving away from them in fairly steady trends. So I think that has pulled some money back into the stock market. And perhaps to catch up on what they missed during the holiday period, the yen carry really has been strong recently. In other words, the yen's been weak, and that just shows that a lot of people have gone, it shows, suggests to me at any rate, that a lot of people have gone back into the yen carry, and I've illustrated that today in the charts that I posted recently. And as I said, that's not bearish for the various different asset markets, and I think we're seeing some of that money moving into stock markets, moving into government bonds, moving into now the metals, and we're, at least in the short term, we're in a situation where this liquidity increased by the yen carries seems to be the rising tide that's lifting all boats, or potentially can lift all boats. Some of those boats are still just a bit tethered in ranges, I should say. Okay, I'm just going to pause here to cough for a moment. Excuse me. All right, another factor in terms of the strength of the yen carry that suggests that however much money that Japan dragged out of the system, that it's put some back in one way or another. Remember all that fuss over the monetary or the draining of some of those monetary reserves by the BOJ back in the May-June period. And it also indicates that the government in Japan, the BOJ, are really quite happy to see their currency ease. And that makes a lot of sense as well. I've said so often that we live in an environment where no government wants a strong currency. It's just that some want weaker currencies more than others. And again, Japan does not want to see its economic recovery stall, particularly after that lost decade of the 1990s. So again, in terms of their export competitiveness, and this is a nation that is very, very dependent on its exports, it's also a high-cost producer. Japan really is quite happy, clearly, to see that yen down. And then again, the yen doesn't yield anything, so it's hardly an incentive, although there were plenty of forecasts that the yen would appreciate, fortunately not from Fuller money, and it's quite weak now. Okay, so that's the background, and I think that that has helped to firm the global stock markets, and I have already said that it's pushing money back into those government bonds. Now, in my view, stock markets can do well really for a couple of more years at least. There'll always be reactions along the way, but I don't expect anything to equal the May-June correction for some time, let alone exceed that. Government bonds, however, I regard this as a good technical rally following what was a pretty impressive sell-off earlier on, and therefore I think this is a temporary move, but it's very much in form, and as I've said repeatedly in these, although I'm not playing this market on the long side, if you put a pistol to my head, I would be buying government bonds. That wouldn't be that difficult a decision in the short term. Why aren't I doing it? Well, because again, I think it's only a rally in a bear market, and I tend to resist those. And there are other things around that I think are more interesting. I'd much rather have the precious metals, for instance. And let me go on to the precious metals. I'll skip over the currencies, having mentioned that yen carry. That to me is the big story here and here. Now, precious metals would certainly benefit if I'm right in terms of the hedge fund and other investment managers coming back with cash, opening up these yen carry positions. They are adding to, does look like they are adding to some of those resources positions that they had earlier on. Silver suggests that, platinum suggests that, palladium has this fabulous base in here in terms of this great big huge sleeper base formation indicating catch-up potential. And gold, despite a lot of bad press, or perhaps because of the bad press, is firmer in here today. So this is an interesting area. You know, I've liked it really for a number of years now, and I want to be involved more often than not, and involved from the long side. So that looks quite interesting. The industrial metals, I think a lot of them are riskier. I've been saying that recently, just because the gains were so spectacular in nickel, in copper, in zinc in particular. Just phenomenal gains overall. But as long as the global economy remains synchronized in this recovery phase, and while there are a lot of people talking about a recession in the United States and just global slowdown generally, I think those fears are exaggerated somewhat. Yes, we get some slowdown, but I don't think we'll get all that much. And certainly, central bank policy does not indicate that we're going to get any kind of big slowdown overall. So, against that background, demand for these resources is going to be really quite considerable. Now, other things in the soft commodities, I've mentioned the, well, it's really Owen's been on top of the coffee story since much earlier in the month, and he's written more about that today, so I don't need to cover that. Some of the grains are perking up, particularly if you look at some of the UK and European contracts, which are in the library. So there's some increased demand there. Evidently, India is doing some buying, and the hot summer did reduce the yields in continental Europe, it appears. So that's looking a little more interesting. Lumber is something that we've mentioned before, and Owen's posted charts on that, and it was just getting very, very overextended. And excuse me, looks like a recovery situation. And I think that's pretty much it. But a lot going on. We've been in this period, starting with that May correction, where markets were nervous, the environment was really quite dangerous, difficult to make money in that environment. I believe I predicted that would be the case, and consequently did less than I normally do, and I should have done far less. But I did hold on to my primary investment positions, and they got rocked, but are certainly not looking that bad today, although they're not back onto there. Under their highs yet, with the exception of the Inco position, which I closed out, as you know, since it's a virtual certainty that the CVRD takeover goes through. And it's an interesting time. I look forward to money-making opportunities over the not only the next few months. I think they may well improve. And over the next couple of years. That said, my one caveat, which I've mentioned from time to time, is that I wouldn't be at all surprised if we get a modest correction here in these stock markets at some stage during September and October. But if we do, that will be a buying opportunity. Okay, all the best.